Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to Identity Theft of the Self. Do call in with your questions, comments, concerns at 845-277-9406. Call in to Identity Theft of the Self with John Warren and Ellen Hartwell at 845-277-9406. Let's discover together what is the self. How do we use that inner unencumbered self to create the reality we desire? Call in, share your experience, 845-277-9406. And again, we welcome you to Identity Theft of the Self. Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our show. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is for you. John, how are you?
I am really good. It's morning here.
I
in
know.
Los Angeles. And it's cooler, Ellen. It's been cooler, and it actually rained.
Wow.
You know what? We're going to manifest rain in Southern California if it's the last thing we do, one way or another. So we got some. It's lovely. Lovely, yeah. Lovely day, and I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, too. And, John, if you want rain, it's very simple. I hope
okay.
I'm not going to offend anybody here. I mean, no offense, listeners, but here's what you do, John. You run
okay.
out in the middle of the street. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to be naked or anything. You run
okay.
out in the middle of the street and you go, hey,
okay.
That's it.
Okay, that's so off.
I know. I mean, you know, I already apologized, John. I don't pretend to be a politically correct person, and I'm not going to start now. However, that was meant to be funny, not to offend our Native Americans, whom I adore. Thank you very much. Okay.
I'll try, though. I think I will try. I will be naked, though. I'll do selfies.
Okay, I want the video of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Sometimes we're not quite right in the head around here, but you know what? It's okay. We're harmless. We may not sound harmless, but we certainly are, and we're going to stop that conversation as of 1, 2, 3. Now, moving right along, John, today we have a very interesting show, in my opinion. We're going to be talking about lots of things. Finding some of our stolen selves, huh? Well, and what is spirit spent? Well, spirit spent is things that you dwelled on in the past that you have echoes from today, and those things that you dwelled on are manifesting now. And so when something is spirit spent, those echoes keep coming, even though it's from the past, they show up now in our patterns, how we behave, how we manifest things. So what is that about? Well, in my obviously not very humble opinion, I think it's about our kids. Now, I don't mean our offspring. I mean the aspects of ourselves that are out there stuck in the past, in spirit spent, worrying and fretting and being anxious and nervous or sad, lonely, abandoned, whatever they're feeling, unless you've gone and gotten those kids, you're going to manifest that again and again and again. And so you don't want to be doing that. And you say, I am an adult. Thank you very much, Ellen. And I do not have a little kid squeaking at me. I would put money on that you do, most of us do. And if you don't, hey, yay, terrific, good for you, you've done your homework. But for those of us who aren't fully integrated, which I think is 98.999% of the population, we have to be aware of those child aspects that are living in spirit spent in the past, what they're still dwelling on that is showing up in its material form now. So, for instance, let's take an easy one. You are about to walk into the swimming pool. You're an excellent swimmer. There are people around you. You do know better than to swim alone, don't you? Yes, you do. Good. So you're about to get in the pool, and a part of you says, or you have a feeling, a fear, don't go into the pool. You're going to drown. And you go, oh, shut up. I am not. Well, wait a minute. You were just very unkind to a young aspect of yourself that had it drilled into him and, God forbid, beaten into him, you go near the pool, you're going to drown. And that child aspect of you is stuck right on the edge of the swimming pool going, don't do it, you're going to drown. And so guess what? It interferes with your action. You go, oh, what's wrong with me? How come I don't want to go in the pool? So you look around within yourself and you'll find a kid who's afraid of the water for whatever the reasons are. And you say, oh, you know what, honey, you're cool. You're good. You're right. We always be careful around the water. But I'm a big kid now, as they say in that diaper commercial. I'm a big kid now. See, I sing too. And I know. Be quiet, John. Don't laugh at me on the air. Anyway.
I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
I know that, John. I'm well aware that that's what you do. I've heard things, and we will talk about that later. Anyway, so you get on the edge of the pool, and you have this scared feeling, even though you know that you're a good swimmer. And instead of being rude or insensitive to the part of yourself that is afraid, you say, you know what, buddy? I'm an excellent swimmer, and you don't know it right yet, but you are a part of me. So come on, I'll show you. Jump in with me because everything's going to be fine. And if you do it enough, that kid aspect starts to trust you that, yeah, you're going to get in the pool and nobody's going to drown. Well, why is that pertinent to manifestation process, creating your own reality? Well, because those are spiritual blood clots. No offense to them, but they are. Because your fears, the things that you focus on the most, are the things that you will demonstrate. So instead of being in the negative, gee, have you heard this before? Stay in the positive, but pay attention to the aspects of you that are frightened so that you can encourage them, you can nurture them, and you can move forward with your manifestations and your life in its entirety without being held back or encumbered by aspects of yourself that are afraid to move forward. Okay, that's my opening statement, John. What do you have to add to that? And don't laugh at me on the air because it's rude.
You know what? No. You're very good. I always really enjoy it. I always learn. I feel like, you know what? I feel like I got what I need to get, and we can go on now.
Okay, have a nice day, ladies and gentlemen.
Every week, yeah. well, I think that this is a great topic, Ellen, because it goes to why people like you and I, we keep practicing, and B, people keep coming forward, and why there's so many people, especially at this point in time, who are coming to, you know, whatever you want to call it, the law of attraction or practicing this spiritual evolution, because it goes to our patterns. Talking about spirit spent and what we used to say in the 90s, you remember the 20th century, the inner child, what happens is, and you just nailed it, you sort of hit it on the head, is, and I see it all the time in my life and with people that I deal with, is I keep manifesting the same pattern. I keep coming up against the same wall. And 9 times out of 10, and you have been instrumental in this for me, there is some inner aspect of ourselves that is screaming out for attention. What we're trying to do is either ignore it because we're afraid to deal with it, or we're ignoring it because we are spiritually trained to avoid the negative. And when in fact, looking at that part of us, and we all have these patterns. Why can't I can manifest the thing that's close to what I want, or I can manifest relationships, but they all fail after 6 months or 2 years. That's a pattern. We all know our patterns. What is it that I'm stuck on? And very often it is, there is some aspect of ourselves that if we sit quietly for long enough, will show itself to us and call it inner child. I always think the angry inner adolescent would be better because inner child sounds so sweet and innocent to me. But when I've had to confront this stuff, it is the 13-year-old boy who feels like he's not being paid attention to, or he's not, you know, or he's being dismissed. It is the angry adolescent that is screaming for attention and didn't get it at whatever moment in my life that was, that needs to be integrated into an adulthood. And mostly in my experience, what people need, Ellen, and what I have needed in my life is to pay attention to that, because that's where the pattern comes from. That's where there's at some point in that person's life next to the pool where he integrated an idea a child and his child that when he was a kid integrated the idea that he is either unworthy of swimming or that water is dangerous or something happened and he needs to be heard about it. And if that makes any sense. And the moment that he, and very often the moment, but sometimes it takes some massaging and some work, the moment he's like, oh yeah, I'll hear you out. I'll hear you out on this. And I want to be clear about something. Hearing yourself out on your fears and trepidations and resentments, big ones, if there's any beef I have with the New Age Law of Attraction world, it's that we try to step around our legitimate beefs. And by the way, and I don't mean, I shouldn't even say the word legitimate. It doesn't matter if they're legitimate. The idea, if we have the idea that, or a resentment or fear, we can't just necessarily chant it away. Sometimes you can. I'll be clear about this. This is gray area. Sometimes if they're not deeply embedded, you can bring yourself out of the hypnotism of fear of swimming or fear of true ongoing abundance or fear of success. Or honestly, fear of failure, fear of getting exactly what you want instead of being next to what you want, which is a very big one.
You can't have everything.
Yeah, those beliefs you can. Sometimes we can break the hypnotism very rapidly.
Yeah, you don't get
with some
your
focus.
Cake and eat it too.
Yeah, which doesn't even make sense. That's never made sense to me. Why would you have
me
a cake if you weren't going to eat it? anyway, and we need more pies, just for the record. But that's another story. There is
chocolate.
But you know what I mean, Ellen? Sometimes
it
can go quickly. But sometimes we need to, if we have patterns, and people who've reached a certain age usually understand that we look back on our patterns. All my good love affairs last this amount of time and then they're over. Or for some reason I'm stuck at this dollar figure, or I can recreate the same drama at work. Every time it goes away and then it comes back. What is that pattern that I'm unable to thus far get through? And it is very often because we need to spend some time. And what I mean by some time is not 20 years on a therapist's couch. What I mean is a certain amount of time every day addressing it and lending it to the creative power that you believe in that works through you and saying, help me with this, and then paying attention to the help you get, that will change things within a month. That's what I mean by time. But every day, consistency is such a big element in stuff like this. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. But bringing myself way back to the point around the band, again, Ellen, is that, yes, very often, when this has helped me is that I was stuck on something a couple of years ago, and you walked me through it, and I found with this process of that child that was actually scared, and it wasn't in adolescence in that case. It was a child who was genuinely scared inside, when I was a kid and got stuck in this arena.
Exactly.
And since that time, I will tell you, things didn't change immediately in my life, but around this area, I can point to that moment where I integrated that to when manifestation started shifting. And I will be totally honest, in an arena about abundance and finance. Mm-hmm. And shifting, it's like I would get to a certain point and then it would fall off. And I'd get to a certain point and then it would fall off because I was stuck. And I needed to pay attention to the part of me that was stuck, which was really a screaming five-year-old at the end of the day. I mean, it's really who I needed to bring up, hold, and say, oh, no, we're not there anymore. We're not there anymore. You're with me now, and I'm an adult who's been decades on the planet. And I'm actually driving this car, and you are in the child seat, and it is a very safe car, and I know exactly how to do it, and I have my insurance paid up, and we're in adulthood now, and so come with me. We're going to have an adventure here about getting beyond this thing where I'm stuck. We're going to have an adventure of abundance here. That's what we're going to do, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And that actually changed everything in my attitude about that, if that makes any sense. So bringing the kid along is essential to this process.
Absolutely.
Essential. And I know it's time for a break. I just know it, Ella. I can feel it The inner child in me is screaming for a commercial break, and we shall pay attention to him.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, he forgot to take his yellow pill this morning, but he's never violent. He just kind of keeps going, and then all of a sudden he goes, slams on the brakes and says, isn't it time for a commercial break? You know, it is, John, and when we come back here on Identity Theft of the Self, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because the idea of the stolen self, identity theft of the self, the stolen self, we're going to get really hardcore clear about that so that we can then move on. But we want these basics here. And that was great, John. I don't think that you did anything wrong except make me off by a minute. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Have you gone to EllenHartwell.com and ordered a journey reading? I do journey readings that will really enlighten you, not because I'm so gifted, but because what happens is, as we look into the energy that you hold, past issues are brought up, present issues, and even some future issues that you can avoid or create all the more of by discovering your patterns, by discovering what is it that holds me back. Even some past life things can come up. For instance, I know someone who was terrified of the water, and you, most of you have heard about this kind of thing, but this is true. One of my callers was terrified of the water, and he discovered that he drowned in a past life. And once he knew that, he could put that in the past, as John Warren would say, spirit spent, and move forward understanding what that urge to run from any type of water was. So journey readings can help you in your everyday life, in your relationships, in your career. So call me today, go to EllenHartwell.com and purchase a journey reading, and we'll talk. Thank you so much, and enjoy your journey reading. It is transformative. It's true, and that's what the journey reading, we do all that I said, and it is rescuing your kids, going after those child aspects that need you to nurture them instead of ignore them. The story.
You know what, Ellen, I just want to say something. In my last bit, I didn't know that you were going to do there was an ad. I forgot you said journey readings in those ads, and that's what I meant. You did that for me, and it changed my life. And I just want to be clear about that. It shifted something essential, and it wasn't immediate. What happened is that I realized that over time, that journey reading kept coming back and helping me. So yes, they're well worth it.
Thank you so much for that, John. It doesn't get you out of the woods as far as laughing at me on the air, but I appreciate the pump. Thank you very much.
I like the woods. I'm fine with being in the woods.
Hike. Not when I get there, you won't be. Anyway, was that a threat? No, I don't threaten, I promise. Anyway, moving right along, John, good Lord. Our stolen selves. Now, it's not true that you're, as that child aspect of you was stolen, but in the sense of that child was not listened to, that child was not nurtured, that child was not prepared for the adult world, that it dovetails into identity theft of the self, because it was stolen from you, and I'm talking you in general now, the right to be heard, to be seen, to be nurtured, to be helped over your fear, so that when you reached adulthood, you didn't have these aspects that were around getting in your way and stopping you from manifesting what you want. So we don't deny them. We encourage them. We embrace them. We honor them. And in time, they become a part of you so that you don't even hear that or feel that anymore. And there are lots of examples that we can give on that. But I do want to talk with you, John, about what an integrated child, how it works, what it looks like. So I'm going to use a real example with very non-identifying info here. A journey reading I did with someone some years back, and he was very frightened of small spaces. Now, lots of us have some claustrophobia, but it was in the way of his life. Couldn't get on an elevator, couldn't be in a small-ish room. Lots of it got in the way. He was really phobic. So we talked for a bit, and then I launched into the journey reading, and it became very clear that this man had a child who had been abused in a closet, in like one of those walk-in closets, but still small space. And I said to this man, go in that closet. You're an adult now. Go rescue that kid. He's still in there being hurt. Get him out of there. And, of course, we do this in the imaginary realm, so I'm with him. And we throw open the closet door, and we grab the perpetrator, and we toss him away from the kid, and we grab the kid, and we run out into a beautiful field, and then we deal with the kid. So this man said to this child, words to the effect of, you never have to be back in there again. I am here. You are a part of me. You are safe now, and you can always come to me because you live within me, and I will always keep you safe. No one's ever going to do that to you again. And I, of course, supported that. So, okay, we went on to other matters. It was very emotional, I'll tell you. It was really emotional. But anyway, so then we move from that and finished the reading, made sure everybody was present and fine. And I went about my day, and he obviously went about his. It was about a week later when he sent me an email, and he said, I used an elevator for the first time today. And I wasn't scared. He said, I was a little nervous, but I wasn't scared. I just heard from him, maybe 2.5 months ago or so. And he said that his fear of small places was completely gone. And why? Because he integrated that stolen self, that stuck in time self, brought that aspect in with love and understanding and support into the now, where obviously this man is safe, no one's going to hurt him. And so in time, that younger place truly merged with the adult, so those fears weren't present. And then he could move forward and manifest his business. Are you ready for a good laugh? You know what his business was? And he's now doing very well in that business. He sells storage units. And that's,
you know what, I laugh, you know, Ellen, it's interesting you laugh, but honestly, it's funny, and I want to say it's ironic, but honestly, if you look at this and you practice what we are preaching, and that we practice, you and I, and you know, it actually makes perfect sense that that's the manifestation that came out of his childhood. He needed it because the overall journey, not the journey reading, but the overall journey is overcoming a base fear and having compassion and love for who you were. And then finally, it's for compassion and love. And I don't know, this is your client. I don't know what happened, but it's eventually compassion and love for the perpetrator and compassion and love for everything. Because it's never done, and we're always going to keep going. And there's something beautiful about that story. Yeah, it's funny, but of course, I mean, I hear things like that all the time. Well, of course that's what you ended up doing. And, you know, then there's a confrontation. This guy could probably end up being the very best storage space salesman on the planet.
And he does yes.
Mm-hmm. He does very well. And let's be honest, you know, flip it. I use a storage space. I pay for it every month. Storage space is useful. It is helpful to people. It is a very good service. I mean, all of the stuff that's beneficial here. I mean, I love that. I love that reading.
Right. And so he got past his fears. Mm-hmm. He did what he'd wanted to do for a long time. And he is financially secure. He loves what he does. And he feels whole. He doesn't feel like these nerves get him every time he goes, has to put something in a storage unit or whatever, because he was willing to do the work. He was willing to face that, deal with it, grab that kid and rescue it. That's what I mean by rescuing the kids. It's a time travel thing. You go back to that kid who won't let you do whatever and find out why. Don't ignore it. Say, hey, what's up, buddy? And then figure it out, embrace that aspect, and in time, and like you said, John, if you practice it every day in about a month, it will be gone or greatly reduced. And so it's very important to do, and it sounds like so much hogwash, but truly it isn't, because if that's not done, then we don't manifest fully what we want, because we've got these kids who are interfering, not with malicious intent. They are, because they're stuck in the past, focusing on that, and those aspects of you focusing on fear or lack or whatever, it's going to manifest now, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, because you are thinking about it now, whether or not that the event happened 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or 5 years ago. If we're thinking about it now, it is in the now, and that is the place where we manifest. That is a place where we manifest the future. That's you, the people who are listening, who are self-selecting and listening to us, either want to hear that more or already have accepted that or are ready to hear it. What you're thinking about now will manifest, and it will manifest quickly or slowly depending on how clean you are, and rapidly. In terms of going back and integrating that stuff that gets stuck, and what I want to say about this, Ellen, is that some people are unaware. I was unaware. So what I mean is, what the beauty of practicing this stuff is that not only will you change your life, you will manifest things, and there are things still to this day. I'm good at that. I don't know, you know what? There's certain things I can go, oh, I need this to happen now. And manifesting parking spots is lovely and it's delightful. It's boring after a while, and you want to move on to other things. A and B, there are other big things that you may be good at manifesting, and then there are areas where we all get stuck. And I have yet to meet someone, I'd say 5% of the population in this planet is probably integrated in some way, but it fully is as much as one can be before one exits. And, what I would say is that the fact is that there are, one of the benefits of practicing this is that we get to pay attention to where we're stuck. We get used to it. We see it. And so it may not be, I didn't know. It's like, oh, no, there was a 5 or 6-year-old kid that had certain things going on in his life and that I was dragging around. I was dragging around. That was screaming for attention. I didn't know that. I didn't know even until after the journey reading forgive me, my earpiece just fell out. I didn't know. It's funny. I didn't know until maybe in the middle or even after the journey reading the integrating that 5-year-old and paying attention to him and saying he didn't have these conditions anymore and that wasn't happening and healing that and then practicing the healing and paying attention to it over a period of time and bringing that kid with me. I didn't know it was going to connect to be really blunt about it, a dollar figure in my middle age. But it did. I didn't know it was, oh, that's a little screaming. No wonder I have this stuck pattern. No wonder this pattern, my pattern around abundance has remained the same for those many years. And now it's changed, and now it's shifted. And so I think the truth is a lot of people may not know. So where you can start is pay attention to your successes. And that's why I say practice this. Pick a random noun out of the dictionary and think about it for 5 minutes a day and see if it shows up and then make it bigger. Make it a dollar amount. Make it whatever it is. I'm going to manifest a chocolate eclair.
You are?
I don't know how it's, yes, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I'm going to do it. Or, you know, and then I promise you, you will see a picture of a chocolate eclair if you're committed, if you're sort of committed. If you're really committed, you go out of the house and go, oh, I didn't know that bakery was there. When did that open? And there it will be. And then you get grow and grow and grow, and then you will find found over time that there are patterns. And the pattern needed attention because it turned out to be a part of me that was screaming for healing and attention. I know there's a break coming up, but I just want to throw in that you and I are not therapists. If you need to be in psychological therapy, then you need to be in therapy. We're not actually contradicting that at all. What I am saying, and I will happily say without fear, the people who insist that this practice that Ellen and I are talking about every Saturday morning takes a long, 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 long time, either have a vested interest in you paying them money over a long period of time, or B, are really not practicing it. And because it may take time and it may not take time. I think that's important. I really think it's important, Ellen.
It is important, and yes, to be absolutely clear, none of this is in the place of professional therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, whatever, but as you do your work and just notice, the first step is to just notice, like you said,
yep.
John, the patterns, or overhear yourself, listen, like you say, John, listen to how you say, oh, I can't afford that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm choosing not to spend my money that way right now. And then look, something will bubble up that goes, that's foolish. You can't spend money on that. You don't need that, or whatever. And then instead of going, oh, shut up, you go, ooh, hi, what's that about? And you find out that, you know, something happened or somebody impressed on you that, you know, buying a $2 lipstick at the dollar store is frivolous and you shouldn't do it, and so forth. And then you go, you know what, really, it's okay. I command a good salary. I'm a big kid now, and you're a part of me. So, yeah, it's okay if I buy some new makeup or a new pair of shoes or what have you. And then make sure you attend to that when you're in the process of actually doing the event that brought up difficult feelings or challenges. And we are going to take a commercial break right here on Identity Theft of the Self, and we will return very shortly. Did you know that you can easily get a hold of John Warren? Yes, you can. Go right to my site, EllenHartwell.com, and you'll find him there. Click on his very own page and have a good little chuckle, because it's a funny page, and I'm not telling you. You have to go look at it. Anyway, John is not only a very, very talented psychic and will give you a phenomenal reading, he's also, as you know from listening to our show, extremely talented in helping you to manifest the reality you desire. He'll help you uncover patterns that are holding you back. He'll give you the skills, the affirmations, the guidance, so that when you look at your life, you'll say, I'm so glad I called John Warren. Thank you, God. Thank you, John. So get in touch with him today at EllenHartwell.com. Every bit of it's
okay,
true.
That's the best ad ever. I just want to say that. That's the best ad I've ever heard. It's better than Where's the Beef? It's better than Got Milk. God, being silly.
You know, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I usually make sure that John took that yellow pill before we go live on the air, but I just, you know, I made a mistake and I didn't. I'll try to remember to do that. And by the way, I want to say this, and we'll say it again at the close of our show, but not because of pills or anything, but I won't be here this coming Saturday, a week from now, October 24th. And so we're not going to be on the air October 24th. And then we're not going to be on the air October 31st. I have a commitment on the 24th, and John has a commitment on the 31st. I think he's going out trick-or-treating. But anyway, so
I am. Exactly. All day for 24 hours in a row. No, I have a long-planned mini-vacation to the San Francisco Bay Area. So, yeah, connect up with me there. If you're up there, come on.
John.
Send me an email. Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know.
We know the truth. Mm-hmm. We know what you're going to be mm-hmm. doing. So on the 24th and the 31st, we will not, NOT, not be on the air, but we will return on Saturday, November 7th at the scheduled time, noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And maybe John trick-or-treating for 24 hours will bring him back into some normalcy, but I think it's unlikely. Anyway, moving right along, my dear John, I love to kid with you. The whole concept of integrating ourselves, is to have a better understanding of who we are, what makes us tick, what do we really want, what do we not want, and why is that important? Because if we are not clear and concise in our manifestations, we don't get clear, concise manifestations coming back. So when we affirm it, I should have said, when we affirm it, we want to be clear and concise. We don't say, yeah, I want to be a homeowner. No, We say, I am a homeowner of a beautiful home that's well within my budget. I am a homeowner of a home that will last me as long as I need it to and has no major problems and is in a beautiful area, beautiful neighbors, great feeling of community, blah, blah, blah. But be very, very specific, because the more specific you are, the more that will come back to you as even better than what you thought you could manifest there. And when some of your younger selves are upset, as we've been saying, don't ignore them. Embrace them. Say, it's okay. It's all right. I got your back here. I'm a big kid now. You're a part of me. And I think that's so important to remember, because we get so frustrated with ourselves when things aren't going quite right and we can't understand why. Well, just take a minute. What is this that I am believing? What is this that I am focusing on? What is this in me that believes, well, I can't have what I want, John? What? Of course you can. Who told you that? And so forth and so on. And if you keep at it, yeah, you're going to get really good at it, and then those aspects won't have to trip over them as you manifest the reality you want to choose. Yes, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting, Ellen, listening, because you and I are on the same page 90%, and there's this 5 to 10% that I go, how do I feel about that? Which is what I love, is that we're allowed to, we are fine with doing that. What I have to add to that part, Ellen, is we need to be, it's strange. I mean, I'm not sure that I would say the word specific exactly. I would say exacting. In other words, the danger of being too specific is saying, I'm a homeowner and I must have that house, that one right there on the corner of Elm and 2nd Street. And like, oh, no. Not exactly that. It has to be these exacting things. So the place and the location, even the timing, can be malleable, is what I would say. And the other thing is about that, and I think this is important, is that I agree, yes, you can. The beautiful thing about this practice and all of its manifestations and forms, and it has been all over the place for 30 years, and it's been all over the place for centuries, and centuries and centuries. But in the last, 150 years, and in the last 20 to 30 in particular, it has sort of erupted in a massive way. Is this that? It's just a really interesting and good way to live. I used to hate when people said to me, "Well, what's important is the journey." It's like, I don't know. It's not important. Let me tell you, Interstate 5 to Anaheim to go to Disneyland is not important. Disneyland is important when you're a kid. And it's like, oh, no, it's not the journey to go there is not important. I want the thing. And now I understand over a period of time is that I'm always, you are always, we are always in the process of interacting with our manifestation. Spirit spent, whatever it was. I have done things, gotten popped off and gotten angry recently and thought, oh, I'm going to pay for that. And I know it. And I've also sort of gotten into the game and the love, the affection for, and the excitement of, I'm practicing this now and I know it's going to elevate my life in some way shortly. And invariably it does. And you start getting into the dance and the interaction. And now I understand what they mean by the journey is the destination, or the journey is the process, is that we're constantly moving back and forth in these manifestations. And you can have what you want. And what happens over and over again is that I've found with myself is that what I want actually evolved, or I thought I wanted that, or the screaming kid that we're talking about who needs to be integrated, once she is paid attention to and nurtured, oh, I don't really want to do that at all. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I need someone to pay attention to me. And now that I'm getting attention paid to me, I actually want to do this. I want to be a marine biologist. What I want to do is actually move over here or own that car. Instead, I'm not a dog person. I'm a cat person. I mean, all sorts of things happen when you start paying attention to and healing that inner child that change what we believe in and what we want, I guess, is what I want to say. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And as far as being specific, John, I'm glad you brought up what you did, because I don't mean that you want to say, I have to have that car, and it has to be blue, and it has to have whatever hubcaps, and I don't know cars, but you know what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, I want a great car within my budget, and if there's a car you have in mind, let's be big here, let's say it's a Maserati, you go, you know what? I am a person who has a Maserati. It might be a blue one. It might be a red one. And then the closer you get to manifesting that, you might go, you know, I want a Lamborghini. I don't want a Maserati or whatever. But it's important to be clear about what you want, because otherwise you're not going to be clear with spirit, and spirit needs the clarity. It doesn't have to be, I have to be with Brad Pitt and that's final. No, I want to be with a guy who's warm and sensitive and attractive and smart. List out what you want, but don't make it have to be that person.
I would say, again, I mean, we're fine-tuning this. This is a really good practice, because I think there's a point. I mean, my sense is, Ellen, I'm not there yet. I don't know anybody who's there yet. Very few people are there. I think Jesus was there. My sense strongly is that Jesus was there. There may have been other examples throughout our history where you can go, I want a Maserati, and I want that Maserati, and manifest. Boom. That's it. It's done. Most of us, 99% of us, are at a place where it is, the manifestation is, what we're putting together is, I want a sports car that gives me a certain level of freedom, that has classy, that has, again, I don't know sports cars either because it doesn't interest me, but this example, I want a sports car that has a certain make, has a certain durability, and is and will go this, you know, gives me a certain cachet. I want the feel of it. I love the feel of, I want this feeling when I sit down in it. I want this feeling when I start it. And you can go into that arena, and then whether it's a Lamborghini or a Maserati or a Porsche or whatever it is, sort of doesn't matter, because what that does is reminds us and allows us to tap an intelligence that is actually greater than us, because that intelligence will know exactly what the right brand, make, model, color of sports car is, and go, and then how many times have we heard this on? I know you have. I know I have, over and over again. Oh, no, it worked out much better than I expected.
Exactly.
In other words, the house that actually did manifest was like, oh, because it was right next to that neighbor who also loves playing bridge on Tuesday night, which would have never happened if I had ended up in Orlando or wherever. Do you know what I mean? The house I thought I wanted. And you know, his daughter met my son, and now it's just all sorts of things are in play here, and the house is sort of great, and I'm so grateful that I landed in whatever it is, Tampa, Savannah, instead, and because what it allows us to do is to tap that greater intelligence and say, these are my parameters, how can I co-create with that greater intelligence to make it go forward? Great topic. Oh, my God, I love this. And along the way, we get hit in the knees. I mean, I experience it almost as a physical hit in the knees. I'm stuck here. So we pay attention to that kid, or we say, okay, why am I stuck here? Because I'm a smart, intelligent guy. I have everything going for me. Where am I stuck? What needs to be heard in me that I can embrace and have compassion for and integrate into my manifestation? And as I said, with me, it was a 5-year-old kid who was terrified. It's different for everybody.
Well, yes, it is different. Everyone will come across different age groups, different aspects, different events. And we're going to go on a break in a second. But remember, I think the key of it, as far as, you know, you want a Lamborghini, you're right, John, it should be, I want a fancy sports car, blah, 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 blah. Or something as good or better. And I know that that makes some people's teeth itch, but I find that works in my life. I have this, or something as good or better, because we never want to limit God, Spirit, Universe. We never want to put things in a box. It has to be that blue car or whatever, or it has to be Brad Pitt or whatever. No, it has to be, have these qualities to it, or something as good or better, because what I in the flesh may think is the best idea since sliced bread God, Spirit, Universe might say, yeah, that's a pretty good idea, but you know what? I think you're going to like this even better. And so often I have found that to be true in my experience. We're going to be right back. We're going on a quick break, talking a little more about what we do with these kids that kind of get in our way, and we want to be careful of that. So we will be right back here on Identity Theft of the Self. Maria and I offer twice-seen readings on my website, ellenhartwell.com. Click on the tab, order your reading, and Maria and I will read for you together. It sounds confusing, but actually there's a real flow to it. Maria gets her perspective, I get my perspective, and we get an in-depth, insightful view into whatever your questions are. Twice-seen readings are not only informative, they're fun. So talk to two clairvoyants today. Go to ellenhartwell.com and click on the twice-seen reading tab. We do have fun. Okay, so don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, October 24th and October 31st, we will not be on the air. October 24th or October 31st, we will return live on the air on November 7th at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, 11 Central. So we are not going to be on the air for the next two Saturdays. We'll be back on November 7th. And our topic on November 7th, just to keep you guys thinking, is joy. What and where is it? Huh? What and where is joy?
Joy is a woman I went to college with, and I think she's in St. Louis. So can we do another show?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that yellow pill, I will do my best.
What's the yellow pill is? You're talking about a yellow pill. I love it. Also, we need, the yellow pill. I don't think I take the yellow pill. I do take a few vitamins.
John.
So I don't think they're yellow.
John.
Yes,
John,
yes.
We're live. We're live. We don't want...
I am alive and kicking, baby. All right, next topic.
Yes, you are alive and kicking, thanks be to God. I just don't think you should go through your list of medicines live on the air. Anyway, so yes, John, as I was saying, bless your heart, sweetheart. My son says that when somebody says, bless your heart, they think you're special. Bless your heart, John. Anyway, yes, so as we were saying, rescuing the kids, bringing in those lost or stolen or unintegrated places into our adult being is a gentle process, is a loving process, and while we're working that out, we can have some pretty obstreperous children going, yeah, but I want it, and I want it now, and this stuff doesn't work because you still don't have it, Mrs. Smart Lady, and so forth. So what do we do with those? No, you can't hack them off, and you can't lock them in a room, you can't put them in a timeout, but you can be compassionate with them. And you can say, you know what, I get it. And honestly, I'm a little frustrated too. I wish that had manifested sooner, but it will. And it's okay that you're frustrated. You never want to deny feelings of sadness, anger, loneliness, frustration, whatever. You want to accept it and embrace it. It is a feeling. I feel this way. And so when one of your younger selves shows up, yeah, and I want it now, you say, I know, I want it now too, to be honest with you. But let's redeem the time. What does that mean? Well, redeem the time means, what are we going to do while we're trusting that God's Spirit Universe has heard our affirmations, we are believing it, we're knowing it, it's on the way. What do we do? Well, we work on other things that we're manifesting, obviously, but we also count our blessings. You know, look at all I do have. Look at this. I have this, this, and this. I have my health. I hope we all do. I have my health. I have my pets. I have my friends. Whatever it is, but count your blessings, because gratitude is the gasoline for the manifestation car. I'm here to tell you. What do you have to say to that, John?
Oh, well, I love gratitude is the gasoline, the manifestation car. I love everything about that sentence. Just in general, I love the gratitude as gasoline because it feels contradictory, but actually really exciting. And the manifestation car, I want that car. That's the car I'm in.
Me too.
Absolutely, Ellen. And again, if it's voice, inner voice that says, no, you can't, again, there's so much the impulse, and speaking for myself and other people that I have worked with, the impulse is to either overpower that voice or examine it to death is one that I have been stuck on. I have gotten stuck on in the past. Instead of actually sitting and listening and saying, oh, okay. Okay, I hear you. Why can't I have that now? Mm. And being with that, you know, in this, I'm more comfortable talking about my personal journey very often because I don't want to. I'm afraid of speaking. We're live on the air, and I'm afraid of saying something that is too detailed about someone. But so I'll say about myself is that. That when that voice, when that's come up, no, you cannot be that. You cannot have that. And it has come up and sitting with it and allowing it to vent and ventilate. And it almost always, and in my experience, it's never not actually, come down to because I'm afraid. Oh, okay. What are you afraid of? I'm afraid of looking foolish. I'm afraid that this will not work out for me. I'm afraid I won't be loved. That's a big one. I'm afraid of this. Okay. Can we have that fear and move forward? And please note that oftentimes this process takes a little longer than what we're doing right now on Blog Talk Radio, but it doesn't need to take months and months and years and years. I'm going to keep hammering away at that. I think it discourages people from examining and evolving because we get this, it takes forever thing. It's stuck in our brain. And we have to share everything and stuck in our brain.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. And what we do is have to be honest with ourselves and often share most of or a lot of what it is with a trusted partner or advisor, mentor, friend, whatever it is, but this doesn't take forever. So, you know, speaking to that person about what are you afraid of, and then actually something happens and blooms often out of that. And again, this can be 5 minutes a day to 15 minutes a day, practicing saying, I want this, and getting an answer. You can't have that, and going, okay, why? People do. There's evidence that this happens. Why can't I be one of those people? There are people who become senators and millionaires and pop stars, and what's holding me back? What it is? And then paying attention and getting the answers and saying, yeah, that's true, or no, that's not true, or yeah, I'm actually going to say, oh, I've done things that have scared me in the past. I've ridden the roller coaster. I asked that girl out. I've done things that have scared me in the past, and I survived it, so I can be scared here too. So there's evidence of that, and then we can keep going, and eventually you massage and you bring the teenager, and I'm talking about myself. In this case, on this issue, it's a teenage boy. Bring the teenager with you and say, okay, we'll be afraid for a while, but I know now, because I've been on the planet for a long time, that fear actually has a beginning and a middle and an end, and we're going to keep going until we get to the end of it and see what's on the other side. We're going to do all of these things, and you're going to come with me. And passion of that, Ellen, will bring us to another place where, and this is, again, I'm repeating this pattern that I have noticed so often. One of two things happens. Either you fearlessly move forward into doing the genuine activities that bring about the manifestation, or you go, oh, wow. That teenager wanted that. Now I'm 45, 55, whatever. I actually don't want that anymore. I want to be a marine biologist, or I want to, you know what I mean? I want this to happen in my life. Or, you know, I don't, it doesn't even matter. It can be 1,000 things. I actually want a companion who doesn't want to spend 24/7 with me. And even though I thought that was the only true relationship. there's all sorts of things that change then, that can change. Or I don't want a companion at all. I'm not suited for it. There's all sorts of things that come up and evolve. When we pay attention to those things that are screaming out at us for attention, those parts of our spirit, parts of our past that are still repeating themselves today, gives us power in the present.
Yes.
How was that? I thought I sort of kicked that one good. That was through the goalposts, that one. What do you think?
I do, John.
Very silly. I don't know if it's not enough coffee or too much coffee.
When he's like this, don't argue with him, okay? I'm just letting you know, just go. That was excellent, John. The thing is, I do mean it. It was excellent, John. You are so gifted in expressing this stuff and explaining it. And I think it's so important to remember that, yes, no, it doesn't take forever. It takes practice. It takes being conscious of those things that we keep repeating and finding out whether we want to change it. We may want to keep some of our patterns. We may like that, you know.
Yeah.
We may think, no, that does work for me very well. And then we have things where we don't like what we're demonstrating or manifesting, so we can then go, okay, what the heck? Where's that coming from? Because I don't think that consciously. No, but somewhere in there you do. And so you find out, or you just imagine, like, well, I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's because I'm afraid. Am I afraid? And you know what? You'll get answers. You'll get a sense of, yeah, I'm scared of that. Jeepers, I wonder why. And then things will come up. Now, I do want to say here, do I have time? Yes. Never go mining for memories. I'm going to repeat myself. Do not go digging in your brain for memories of past unpleasantness or trauma. It is not safe. It is not advisable. Do not do it. We're not talking about going mining for memories. What we're talking about is, as things naturally come up, we'll go back to the swimming pool, how can you redeem that time and say, you know what, I know I'm not afraid to swim, so there must be a little kid in here that is, so I'm going to, in my imagination, put my arm around that little kid and say, you know what, I'm a great swimmer, and I'm not letting go of you, you're a part of me, and we're not going to drown here, and we gently, gently encourage that frightened place until those frightened feelings do not come up. I know someone who will not be in a house at night unless there are lights on, even if it's a nightlight, but some kind of light. Now, I don't know why he's like that. It doesn't matter what happened. What matters is, it's okay. See, there's a nightlight right over there, honey. You're safe now. And you don't have to know the why behind things, because you can get into psychological trouble by going mining. Keep at it. Keep being conscious of what you're feeling, thinking, conscious of what you're looking at. Are you looking at a pretty good bank account? You're not? Okay. Well, then somebody, and I'm putting my fingers up in quotes, some aspect of yourself in there has a fear of lack or fear of poverty, of poverty consciousness. There's something going on there. So just gently imagine that 14-year-old who was scared to death that you were broke, whether you were or not, and then you go past that and you put your arm around that 14-year-old and say, you know what, yeah, we had it kind of tough back then, but look at now. See, I have this nice home or this nice apartment, and we have great friends and people who love us. It's different now. So come on inside here and look around, because it's much better. That's how we redeem the time. That's how we rescue the kids. Now, we are going to have to end this shortly, John. Remember, we will not be back on the air until November 7th. We will not be back on the air until November 7th. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show. Maybe you'd like to call in sometime, whatever. But keep in touch with us. I do appreciate your emails, by the way, and your feedback. John, closing comments. You have 41, you have 40 seconds. 39.
Okay, no, 39, 37, 36. Yeah, you know what?
34.
Pay attention. Pay attention to your patterns. Your patterns will inform you about where you're stuck, and then you can pay attention to that part of you that's stuck. And if you keep doing this 5 minutes a day, maybe 10 if you feel like it, 20 if you're ambitious, sit still and pay attention to that stuff and listen, overhear yourself and listen, and then you can start engaging that part of yourself, and you can start negotiating and changing and evolving.
Exactly.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yep, and be gentle, be kind, be caring to yourself and to others. Be well, be blessed. We'll be back on November 7th. Bye-bye.